Hello, it is episode 27 of If Water Coolers Could Talk. I am Jesse, and this is Danielle.
Hello.
And you lucky people, we're going back-to-back recordings, so we're going to probably be even more weird by the end of this.
Right? It's almost like we just did this.
It's literally like we just did this, but we didn't want to miss an episode, and as we know, Danielle's going away, so we're recording back-to-back. And lucky you guys. I mean, we won't ramble about the same week stuff. So,
well, that's true. We might, because, you know, that's the kind of thing I do. I'm old. I tend to forget things and say the same thing multiple times because I forget that I already told you.
You're not old. So. Just wait for Tuesday. Then you join me and we'll both be
one more time. One more time. And I will pay your husband to go in there and pinch you. On air so we can all hear it. I have his phone number. I have the ability.
Everybody keep your eyes on the Facebook and Instagram on Tuesday the 19th. Okay? We'll have something on there.
It's okay because I can pull it right back down.
That is true. She's administrator.
Yes.
But do you know how to get on the Instagram one though?
I might not know Instagram. I'm old. I don't have to know all the social medias.
It's not on the tickety talk. Now we sound old. No, we don't have a TikTok. We do not have. No. I heard they're banning. Well, I've heard they keep saying they're going to ban it, but now there's another thing saying that the states are getting closer to banning TikTok. Why exactly are they banning it? I mean, because some of it's nasty and whatever.
People are being nasty. They're being nasty to other people. They're using it as ways of bullying and harassing under the guise of free speech and creative content. And it's disgusting.
People do that on all social media.
TikTok is worse. It's like Snapchat when Snapchat was the thing.
Yeah.
They couldn't ban Snapchat, but they were able to put a lot of laws in place that forced those snaps to not just go away. And Snapchat has to cooperate with law enforcement and stuff. So that's why Snapchat's not so popular anymore. So because they can't actually ban the platforms, they're trying to put a lot of stringent laws on them because people, when they get behind a keyboard, think they're invincible and anonymous, and they just attack other people, and it's disgusting. So a lot of that's been happening with TikTok because apparently, you know, I don't have TikTok at all, but apparently what you can do is you can post a video and then you can pull it back down. And once you pull it back down, I guess it goes away. So unless somebody has saved it on their local device, you can post it and then pull it right back down and nobody can find it again. So it's a way of like humiliating people and then pulling it down and say, well, I didn't do anything.
Oh, that's nasty.
It is nasty.
Well, maybe people, they could do the laws and stuff like they did with Snapchat, with TikTok.
I hope they do, but if they do, it's the TikTok is going to go the way of Snapchat, and nobody's going to use it anymore.
TikTok,
I know I did. TikTok and Snapchat—they're both. I don't know. Leave me alone.
We'll probably get a lot of time back in our days. I get down TikTok rabbit holes all the time, or sometimes it's just the reels on Facebook. But some of them are funny. But I went and looked at mine. I hadn't posted in a long time until I did that Twiki one. And then I noticed they like killed the sound on some of them. Like one was too long and maybe one was like, I used a song, but didn't know I couldn't or something. But these are old, like years old. And like the one, it was a terrible, it was funny. But like one day I was at work and I started rewriting Part of Your World to Up on the Bed because Carlos never wanted Jasper on the bed. And made a whole video about it. Well, like, and in the video, like we used the music, but it's quote Jasper singing the whole thing, but it's gone, which is probably good for the whole world. But I was like, well, it's not exactly infringement. I guess the tune, I think it was just too long, but I'm thinking if it's so long, I posted that years ago.
They are going back to the beginning, and actually Facebook has been as well. They've been going back. I posted a meme probably 7 years ago, and It wasn't like, it wasn't even that bad. It was just kind of cute and kind of funny. But because it was a picture of a kid in the meme, like I didn't think anything of it back then. It was a picture of a kid in the meme. They pulled it down and gave me a 3-day ban.
Ooh.
And I'm like, how, like, what was wrong with it? It wasn't anything bad about the kid. Like, it wasn't an inappropriate picture. It didn't show anything. Like, it wasn't, like, anything gross, really.
What did the meme say, though?
It was something about Netflix and the little kid. And, like, there was a vague sexual reference about that whole Netflix and chill thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But it was not, it was nothing actually sexual with the kid. The kid was just, like, walking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And they pulled it down and banned me for it. And I posted it years ago. And I'm like, okay, first of all, it's not child pornography. The kid's fully dressed and that's disgusting. I would never have anything to do with child pornography. Like,
yeah, Facebook has cracked down. And that's how old we are. That we're on Facebook more than any other ones.
Well, I'm barely even on Facebook anymore. The only time I go on Facebook is when I'm at work and I need to clear my head. So I'll go on Facebook and scroll because it's all mindless, especially now that you're not allowed to post the news on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's all just stupid, mindless drivel that will clear my head quickly and usually shock me into realizing how stupid people are.
Beautiful.
Right?
Except for our listeners, of course, and our Facebook group, which is awesome.
No, most people are great. I've got to stop. I've got to stop generalizing. What my thing is I go on those like the community pages, and then I get disgusted with just how people talk to each other. They can't spell. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if it takes you 5 minutes to decipher what somebody's trying to say, maybe have another look at our public education system.
Oh my gosh. That, like, literally yesterday when I was at work, my friend and I were talking about that. And she's like, I don't get it. Like, they go on a rampage. They're so mad. But then you'll see them writing one sentence and one or two words are spelled incorrect. She's like, you had one job. You're writing one sentence and you can't even do it right. You should not be on there. We went off about this for a while. We were laughing pretty good.
This person had, it was about three sentences, and in the three sentences, I think they had two words spelled correctly.
Oh my.
The word sum is S-U-M now? I'm like, that's a math term. What are you talking about? It bothers me. And what really bothers me about it, let's be perfectly blunt, is this person was talking about how stupid somebody else was and only spelled two words right. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I don't know what this person is going through. And I really don't want to go and put them publicly on blast. But if you're going to sit back and insult somebody else's intelligence, maybe pass a second grade spelling test first.
Did you say anything to them?
No, I'm one of those people that if I don't agree with it, I scroll on by because life's too short. I don't know. So I don't really like social media that much. You can probably tell that by my lack of involvement in the page. I'm trying.
No, you're on the page. You're there. You're thanking people for joining. You're in there like swimwear.
I do. And I appreciate groups like this. I like our group where people just go in and we don't allow the bullying and we try to just entertain and build people up. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I appreciate groups like that. And so I follow some people like that. And that's basically what I use social media for. So I hope they get rid of the ones that people use to bully. Which isn't fair because people use all of them to bully. So
I mean, if people want to post memes in our group, that would be fun too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that.
Anything
would be fun,
you want to post up in there, just don't make it rude. We're not into being mean to people, no matter how much they deserve it. But cute, funny memes, absolutely. Let us have them.
We're all over it.
Yes. Oh man.
Oh, I'm stretching. Sorry.
Yes.
Tomorrow is actually, because we're recording, like we said, back to back. Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day, so, you know, are you into the green beer tomorrow?
No, because I have to wake up at 3:30 in the morning on Monday to go to work. So There's not a whole.
And I don't really like beer. But I think one time at home, just put some green dye in it. And I'm like, well, this is anticlimactic. You know?
Right? It's like you're just adding something unhealthy to an unhealthy drink and making it worse.
Yeah.
I do, however, I'm not going to lie. What I used to like to do is go to the bar and watch other people get silly. Because mm-hmm. I like watching people just having fun and being silly and whatever. So we used to do that with some of my coworkers. I would have maybe a drink and I would watch them just get hammered and say and do stupid stuff and regret mm-hmm. it the next day. It was my favorite thing in the world. I loved the people that I work with.
Well, hopefully they're not getting drunk and then getting themselves a shamrock shake, because that wouldn't be a good mix.
Somebody did. And then he threw it up in the cab all the way home.
Hope you weren't in the cab.
I was not. I got the secondhand story from the two people that were in the cab with him. They made him pay for the cab ride because every, I don't know, two blocks, they had to pull over so he could throw up more. Gross. And he threw up a little bit on one of our coworkers, so he had to replace her shoes or something.
Oh, God.
It was a very bad idea.
No, that's my fault for bringing this up, but we did say this, right? This one might not be quite as disgusting as our last episode, so we should move along.
Right?
Do you have a story to start us out with that's not gross? I do.
It's not gross. It's actually a little bit funny, but not funny. You'll see. It's an online story. It says, I'm the charge nurse in a huge emergency room. It's a holiday and we are very busy. The secretary comes up to me and says, there's a phone call from somebody who just got discharged. The caller is yelling about 911 and saying they have a major emergency.
Uh-oh.
So I drop what I'm doing and I take the call. The patient says, you need to call 911. Call them right now. Tell me, what's going on? What's the emergency? The patient says, well, I just spent all day in your ER. I had such a bad headache. They had to give me medicine and an IV. And I said, okay, what's happening now? The patient says, the medicine made me so drowsy, and they told me not to drive home, so I called a taxi. They dropped me off at my house. And I said, oh, fine, but why are you talking about 911 if you need an ambulance? So the caller interrupts and talks over me. He says, not an ambulance. You need to call 911. Call the police. They were here, and they took my money. You need to tell them to give it back.
What?
Me, I'm like, I said, what? You're telling me the police stole your money? And the patient says, well, the taxi driver called them. I told him I wasn't paying. I came from the hospital, so it should be free.
He called the
police. They came to my house, and they said I had to pay the fare. I said, well, who told you the cab ride would be free? The patient says, call the police, call the cab company, tell them the ride is free. Give me my money back. Me, miss, I'm not in charge of the cab company. I'm certainly not in charge of the police, and I don't have your money. So she yells an insult down and says, if you don't give me my money back right now, I'm coming back there and people are going to get hurt.
Oh.
Me, I said, oh, you just said the magic words. I'll call the police for you right now. What's your address? So she gave me her name and address. I hung up. Called 911 and reported that she had made threats against the hospital. About an hour later, a patient winds up back in my ER, this time in handcuffs. Apparently, when the police got to her house, she took a swing at a cop and they brought her to us to get the taser darts removed.
Oh my God.
Right? Oof. That's okay. Another good karma right there. I like karma.
I am. Like, is that just who she is, or what kind of meds was she on?
I have a feeling that's just who she is, because any kind of a pain med doesn't usually make you psychotic.
No, I guess not.
Maybe she was off her regular meds?
Maybe.
I don't know.
She's a little confused. Sounds like kind of entitled.
Very entitled. I mean, yeah. I know up here, I know that if you are at the hospital and you need a cab, if you tell them you can't afford it, they will often give you like a taxi little chick. Yeah, taxi chick to get you home, and that you don't have to pay for. But it's not a guarantee, and you have to go through social at the hospital to see if they even have any for you. It's basically like a charity handout that the hospital foundation does to help patients out. But it's, again, it's not a guarantee. It's not a promise. If they don't have any, they don't have any. So yeah, exactly. That's crazy. Totally entitled, completely inappropriate. And yeah, never threaten a hospital. Never threaten a hospital.
Yeah, that was key. When threaten right? a hospital. No. Anyway. So I also have an online story, and it's also kind of a karma story like the one you just had. It's not a long one, but it's kind of funny. So it starts, my mom and dad own their own company. I had the previous week off, so she did one client who is often crazy and won't let us clean unless they're there. So I park the van, and me and the coworker begin unloading supplies. This lady comes running out like there's a fire, and they're at that particular crazy person's house, which you probably guessed. Yeah. She points the finger in my face and starts screaming at me. At first, I can't hear what she's saying because holy crap, there's a lot going on at once. Am I being physically attacked? Do I need to put my arms up? I back out of her space. She's upset that last week we only stayed part of the time and barely did any cleaning, and that we should leave right now and not bother coming inside, and she's about to call the owners about this. I said, the owner is the one who cleaned last week, and I'm sure there's a reason. You can go ahead and call her. This lady's husband comes out and goes, dear, do you remember you didn't feel good last week and you asked them to leave early? So yeah, the rest of the time we were there was very awkward. Oh my gosh. See, same kind of thing.
Oh, same man.
Kind of entitled, rude thing. Like, I don't know what kind of bad she was feeling, or maybe she got on the meds, but to run out screaming like that. It was, what, a week, 2 weeks later? You think she would have called if she was that pissed, but that's funny. No,
more than likely, all it was is she was in a bad mood and she saw them and she's like, hey, I pay them, I can be mean to them.
That's true.
Like, people
especially
who have...
if these are... probably younger people, like they're at their mom and dad's company. So yeah, I could see that. Yes.
And they're in a customer service role. They don't want to lose their jobs. And so the current social thing is that, you know, the customer is always right. I can scream at them and they just have to apologize to me. And then I can feel like I have some control over my life, which you clearly don't if you're going to freak out like that.
Yeah.
You see it all the time, unfortunately. You see it at McDonald's. People scream at these little 15, 16-year-olds behind the counter because the ice cream machine is broken again. I'm sure they broke it on purpose just to make you mad. Like, what are you doing? You're making these kids cry because you can't have an ice cream cone? Reevaluate your life.
We had a story earlier on that was kind of like that with the house cleaning, and they just weren't happy with them, but they'd been cleaning for like 5 hours, and you know, and the husband,
the quick lick of the floor,
and the husband looked just humiliated because they're losing yet another cleaner because of this rude lady. Like, yeah,
yep,
good times.
Yeah, unfortunately, people can sometimes suck. That's why we do this. We want to bring you happiness into a world where people are a little bit crazy most of the time.
People like us, but we're crazy in a nice way. Just anyway.
That's true. We're not crazy in a mean way. We're crazy in usually. A fun, silly. That's true. Yeah, don't get mean. When have we ever been mean?
Not on air.
Oh, well, kidding. That doesn't happen.
Of course not. You have a story, right? A story? Let's move along. Move along.
Yes. I actually have a landlord story again. Ooh. Our friend the landlord sent us a story.
Thank you, landlord.
So, yes, thank you. So he writes, I had decided to move out of my house that I had purchased with the basement suite.
I wonder why. We've talked
about that a few times, right? He says, I was going to rent the upstairs as a suite as well to make those dreams of the big money come true. They didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably still didn't.
No, they didn't. So I advertised both units as I had my renter moving out, and this seemed like perfect timing. I had mentioned this to a friend at work while we were out for a beer one day, and his brother was with us. The next day, I get a call from his brother saying that he would like to rent the whole house for me and that he would take care of the basement suite renter as he knew somebody. I'm thinking, this is awesome. Someone I kind of know that's willing to do the extra work of finding and taking care of a sublease. That's fantastic. I sign up a lease and we're ready to go. I tell my friend.
It wouldn't be on this episode if it was fantastic. Just saying. So anyway, continue.
She says, I tell my friend for work and he looks at me and he says, he doesn't think that's a good idea, but stupid me, I think, what's the worst that can happen? I feel like we're about to find out. I paint the entire house, I get the hardwood sanded and restained, and the place looks better than it ever has. So they move in and they give me two checks, one for the damage deposit and one for the rent. I deposit them and I thought all was fine. A few days later, I get a call from the bank that both of the checks have bounced and I'm being charged fees as well for this.
Oh, no.
Nobody had cell phones at this point, so I go to the house and no answer for the next 3 days. Morning and night, no answer, but their car was there. Then they get a call from the landlord-tenant agency with an order saying that the renters will not be paying rent until the bedroom window is fixed. A window that they smashed in the first couple of days. So I hire someone to fix the window and they got in to do it. I respond to the tenant advocate and they confirm it had been done. When I ask when I can expend my rent and the damage deposit, they said that they don't deal with that. And if I wanted to collect the rent, etc., I would need to take them to court. So the relationship is soured and they won't answer calls or the door. I finally catch my friend's brother at 5:30 a.m. as he's coming out of the house, and I serve him the paper along with the eviction notice, as we're now 3 months into this. A month, so 4 months now, they move out. I check on the house, and they had poured pop, beer, and water all over the floors and wrecked them as they had all warped, knocked dozens of holes into the plaster walls throughout the house, and left old garbage furniture throughout both units. I had to pay a company to haul it all away. They didn't show up for the court date, and I didn't get anything back from them. I replaced the hardwood carpet, I fixed all the holes in the walls, and I listed the house for sale and moved out of the city immediately. I guess you could say it's my own fault, as I got a vague warning, but man, there are some awful people out there.
We are terrible people theme today, hey?
We really are.
That is terrible.
That is terrible. And he probably never got a penny for those 4 months. He was probably paying his mortgage.
I was about to say,
never got a penny. And then he had to put all that money into fixing it up to initially rent it out. And then all of the extra money to repair all of the damage that they had done to it.
So no big money dreams. He lost a crap ton of money, I bet.
He lost a lot of money in that.
But he gained the knowledge to not do it again, for sure.
I guess knowledge is priceless. However, there are nicer ways to learn lessons.
Yeah.
And doing a favor for a friend's brother, not really how you want to learn those lessons.
True, apparently. It did not pan out. Yeah. Well, I'm the next one, and it is from our friend, the inspector. And it is actually, a bit about people being not great, and it's a little bit gross, but maybe not level of last episode. So it's a mix of the last two episodes, okay?
Yay!
So we're just going to get right into it. This is my first real week on the job solo without a trainer with me. I believe my fourth inspection. Everything seems normal as I pull up to the middle-class house with renters in it. I go inside and realize I'm dealing with some really messy people. The kind that just don't ever clean their house and they don't throw much away, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, there were hoarders. I work my way through the house, which at some points were a challenge, until I get to the garage. Now, to give a little information, in my job, I'm required to measure the house for the size of it. I open the garage door and boom, it is like being punched in the face with the smell of rot. There are stairs 4 feet high at the garage door to walk down. The garbage was above that. Bags and bags of garbage. And they had little kids, as did I. So the distinct smell of kids' diapers was quite prevalent. I had to walk on top of the garbage to get to the edges of the garage to run a tape measure. Back in the day, there were no laser measures. It took about 5 minutes, me retching in complete disgust. I left the house as fast as I could. I would have just said no to the assignment, but money was tight and it was my first week, so I didn't want to make anybody angry.
Ugh.
Oh. That is gross. I wonder if the owners of that house knew what kind of situation was going on in there, because that's foul. And they have kids and they're living like that? Like, there's garbage. Pickup day, people. There's a dump.
Right?
Take it out.
Right?
Whoa,
there are ways of getting rid of that. You don't have to keep it.
No.
That's no.
That's not memories. Memories.
That's no.
What Carlos said one time when he opened up my glove box and there was like a napkin in there or something and it was scrunched up and he's like, oh, is this special memories? Are you keeping memories? So now I've done something like that. I'm like, well, don't throw out my memories. Like. But there, I think it wasn't that used.
That wrapper came from this McDonald's, and so I need that wrapper to remind me of the time I went to that McDonald's.
That's right. My memories are precious to me. But
take
regardless.
A picture, throw the trash away. Keep a picture of it.
I don't. I'm not a hoarder. Everybody, I'm just kidding around. But these people were. That is gross.
You know, I understand that's a serious, like, mental thing, and I'm not mocking that at all. No. I understand, like, there are some things that I don't want to get rid of because there are memories attached to them that I want to hold on to, but it's nothing like that. Dirty dipes?
I don't need to remember that.
No.
No,
who
thank
wants
you.
To remember that?
Some people like, have a problem. Some people are just lazy, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just lazy. But I mean, seriously, if you have like a sweater, I can see holding on to because you can wrap it around yourself. But if you've got like a big, bulky, like take a picture of it, get rid of it. Keep the picture. Keep the picture of this big, bulky closet thing. I can't remember what it was. I watched that Hoarders show recently.
Yeah.
Take a picture. Get rid of the item. Look at the picture to remember the item. It's much smaller and it doesn't stink.
That's true. Carlos would try and tell me to do that with some of my bins that I keep that I've been moving around since I have moved out of the house. Like some of them are stuffies or toys from when I was a kid, or some of them are just like high school, or there's one that's like a big thing of pictures, loose pictures, and they're like,
oh.
I haven't gone through it. I just, you know, I throw a ton of stuff out when I move, but there's some things I just don't want to throw out. So I don't.
You know, I have the same thing. I have a couple of boxes and a trunk of stuff that come from, you know, way back high school memories and stuff. But it's not a bunch
trash.
Of stuff.
It's not diapers. Trash.
It yes. doesn't stink. It hasn't been contaminated with anything.
Yeah.
And it's just a couple boxes. It's not clogging up a house. It wouldn't even clog up a room in a house. It would fit into the corner of a room. You know, that's not a hoarder to my mind. But yeah, that's horrifying and gross. And that poor inspector.
Yeah, well, thank you, Inspector.
That guy got sent some nasty stuff.
I thank you, but I bet you at this point... they probably would have just turned around and walked right back out the door. They're like, no, no, no.
Right? Well, at this point, there are lasers and stuff, which I think he mentioned in there. There are lasers that he could have just stood at the door and zapped over the level. Hopefully the trash wasn't up to the rafters, which it was because he was climbing over it. And yeah, just zapped over the level of it, got the measurements and left. But still...
Gross.
Horrifying. The things that we feel we have to do for money That is terrible. Like, terrible. Yeah,
that is terrible. Oh, well. It's done. What's done is done.
Yes.
Hopefully they don't have to deal with that again.
Hopefully not. That's... I'm going to move on to one that I find kind of funny because, as everybody who knows us knows, Dave worked in a deli for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of great stories from that, but none of them are written and submitted to us yet. Not that I'm bugging him right now or anything.
I don't know why we're saying that. He doesn't listen, right?
Like- he can hear me right now. I've got the door open. He can hear me right now. So I'm expecting him to yell at me any second.
Does he know you sent me that picture we were talking about in the last episode?
He does not.
It's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does not. I said that one quietly. Okay. But anyway, so I got this story online because it's fairly similar to some of the things that Dave has told me from working in a deli. And so it cracked me up. So it says, I was working in a grocery deli and I was about to close up when this guy came in and he asked for a liter of ham.
A liter?
A liter of ham. He literally said, give me a liter of ham. So I pause, thinking I heard wrong, and I'm like, oh, a pound of ham? No, I said a liter of ham. So my gears were really turning. Did he mean the ham salad we sold in the cups? No, he told me he would like very thick sliced ham, a liter of it. So I told him what he wanted could probably only be obtained if we had a food processor, which we did not. And that's the part that made me think of Dave. That sarcastic comeback is the exact thing he would have said. So the customer gets angry, saying that I must be new and that his wife told him that's what she wanted and that's what he was going to get. So I told him, look, I'll slice you up a pound of ham. And if I'm wrong, you or your wife can come back. We'll refund you and give you whatever it is you're asking for. So he agrees. He leaves and he never came back. His wife probably thought he was an idiot.
Right? Probably. And then he's probably now embarrassed. He'll probably blame her and be like, well, you said a liter.
Right? He absolutely will. And from that point on, it'll be like, she sent me to the store for a liter of ham on purpose to get me laughed at. It's like, okay, but honestly.
Thinking like liquid ham.
Ugh. Right?
No.
Anybody should have known. Like, I'm sorry, okay. Any reasonably intelligent adult should have known that you don't buy solids in a liquid measurement. So if she had asked for a liter of ham, maybe you should have questioned her before you went to the store. Not I mean, just blindly trusted that there's a such thing as a liter of ham.
I mean, some people go by the liters, some people go by the gallons, but either way, it's fluid.
Yeah, it's a fluid measurement.
Yes.
It's not a solid measurement.
Let's just pretend that this guy didn't know what a liter was. He just knew the gallons. So he thought a liter was something else. We're going to pretend that in an attempt to be nice. That's
I'm good with that.
Nice because
I'm good with that. We've been
kind of tough on all these people and these stories.
Kind of mean today.
But I'm tired still from that daylight savings, remember?
Oh, God, that thing is terrible. Terrible. Oh,
I don't think it's just that. It was just a busy week, but we're tired here again.
Yes.
We're always tired.
Right?
You should post some pictures from your trip in the group.
Well, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I'll put some stuff up there as soon as I'm down there. And I don't know. We'll get some stuff up there for people.
I mean, you can do it when you get back, but we should definitely get some pictures. That would be great.
I'm going to get a lot of pictures. I'm pretty much going to walk around with my phone in my hand. I even bought a new, those portable charging, I forget what they're called because I'm old. We've covered this already.
Oh, God.
I got a new one of those that has the charging cable built right into it. So I don't even have to worry.
It's a power bank, I believe.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're older than me. You're not supposed to know these things. Be quiet.
I have teenagers.
I know, that's true. You've got teenagers. You've got a better chance than I do. So, yeah. But anyway, so I bought a new power bank that has the cords attached to it. So mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about, like, if I forget my phone cord, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that because, is smart.
Right? This thing, it just, it's built into it. So, and it's small enough to fit in my pocket. So, because I'm Great. Going to drain my phone battery taking pictures and have to yeah. use this thing to
oh, for sure.
keep it charged just during the day and then go back to the room and charge it all. Charge them both all night and do it again the next day. Like my phone, I'm already starting to delete some of the old like memes and crap out of it to get storage for my pictures.
Well, you're going to do a lot. There's a wedding, but then you're going to go to what, Disney? Like you're doing a lot. So
yeah. So there's the wedding. And a wedding, you know, you get enough pictures, but it's the wedding with family that I haven't seen in years.
That's right.
Over like decades, a couple of decades for some of them.
Yeah, you're telling us about the cousin that it's been like 26 years.
Exactly. So there's going to be a lot of family pictures, a lot of pictures of my sister in her dress, because I saw it one time. I almost cried. She's so pretty. Mm. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And then road trips. She's getting married in his hometown in Alabama. So we've got that road trip. And then we have the road trip from her house to Orlando, which is like 7 hours of driving. And so it's going to be a lot of pictures. A lot of pictures.
I have Sweet Home Alabama in my head now.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Well, I mean, I like the song, but this could go on for a while.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. I'll just keep sending it to you randomly too. Hey, at least I was nice and didn't do the surprise earlier in one of your stories.
Oh, so you should have. How could you have left an opportunity for surprise go by? Come on.
Because I was trying not to break you in the middle of a story like I have done in the past.
I think our cousin Michelle is going to be very disappointed in you because she also quite enjoys the surprise memes. We have a little group chat that a lot of these things go back and forth.
Yes, they really do. Oh, man.
Sad now.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
Next time, I won't be so considerate and I will try to break you while you're reading a story. Does that make you feel better?
It's a challenge. Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
That's right. Okay. Anyhow. Well, I guess it's time for you to go finish your travel shopping and everything. And I really hope that your last birthday gift arrives before you leave. So here's hoping. It's supposed to arrive on your birthday. So.
Well, that will be good because one of the things I had to do today was pick up one of those. So I'm very grateful that you're sending it because it's one less thing I have to try to find.
No, I'm going to feel like an ass if it doesn't show up. So here's hoping.
If it doesn't show up, the very first airport, because my airport, as you've seen, has nothing.
Yeah. But
the first airport I get to will have a nice, will have an acceptable travel pillow. So it will be fine. Right. And it's the second flight that I really want it for. Because the first flight's only about an hour and a half. It's not a big deal. But the second flight is like 5 hours in the air, I think, and it's going to be from midnight to like 11:30 to 4:30 a.m. or something, 5 a.m., something crazy like that.
Just gross.
So
the red eye.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the other travel birthday gifts came, but let's hope this one shows up because it looks good.
And those earbuds are going to be a savior. So that
You've been too sick to take a chance, okay? With the pressure, I'm worried. Right. So
if I get to Florida and I can't hear for 3 days, there's going to be a problem because
there would be
terrible. So,
all right, it'll
be great. Well, it'll be good.
Technically, I will say we'll see you next week around the water cooler, but you know we won't be recording for a couple of weeks, so kind of sad. I'm going to miss it. I don't know what I'll do next weekend. I'm going to be just bored. I think Christian's back, so it'll probably be busy.
Yeah, you'll be able to fill the time. It'll be good. And I will be very busy because this time next week, I'm going to be walking down an aisle for my sister. I know. I'm so excited. She's getting married in 1 week. And I'm going to cry. I have to find waterproof mascara because I'm going to cry all over the place.
Yeah, you better get on.
So,
well, good luck.
Of course, by the time you hear this, I will have already cried and I'll be back telling you the story about how I looked like a raccoon, makeup everywhere. I don't cry pretty. So that's why I try not to cry. I don't cry pretty. So we'll see.
Be some ugly crying in Alabama.
Oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. But that's okay because nobody's going to be taking pictures of me. They're going to be taking pictures of my sister.
Oh, you're in the wedding party, hopefully, honey. You're going to get pictures. But congratulations to your sister.
Well, I'm hoping that while I'm standing there ugly crying, they're taking pictures of her and not me.
Well, hopefully.
All right. But thank you. I will let her know. I will pass it along and it will be exciting. And by this time next week, you might have pictures because I just remember they're a few hours ahead of us. So I'll be texting you pictures. I won't be posting them out of respect for the bride and groom, obviously.
Of course not. Yeah.
I'm not going to be posting anything like that, but I will, I'll try to sneak you some pictures as soon as it's done.
Hey, I hope you stay hydrated out there, my friend.
Well, it's Florida. It's humid. All I have to do is breathe to stay hydrated. But yes, I see what you did there.
Okay.
All right. Have a great week. Have a great 2 weeks. And I'm excited to come back and tell everybody all about it.
Sounds good. We want everyone else to also stay hydrated and we'll see you soon. Well, we won't see ya. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Absolutely. But while we're gone, life still happens. So if you have any stories, cup up, send them in to iwcctpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And remember us on Facebook at If Water Coolers Could Talk, Instagram at IWCCT Podcast, and whichever streaming service you use, if you could make sure to hit those like buttons and rate us, keep us relevant, that would be much appreciated.
It'd be great if we get more listeners, we get more stories, so we have more fun. So it's a win-win-win.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you get to hear us ramble about weird crap in our own lives, and who cares about that besides
and
you know,
cats.
Us. Okay, but everybody loves our cats.
So, I'm sure.
Let's be honest. Everyone loves our cats. And Jasper. Can't forget about Jasper.
Jasper. Yeah, okay.
He was the star of the show last time.
Yeah, he was. So I kicked him out for this episode because he's just going rah-rah madness. So.
All right.
Yes.
You have a great week. We'll see ya.
Bye.